hello, self-love here. Today I want to talk about having a discussion with your significant other or your spouse or someone you're dating. I mean, whatever. Wherever you are in your relationship with that person. Whether you're dating, whether you're engaged, whether you're married, I think this applies to all. So I think that having a talk with them about what you expect from each other, as far as, I know that this can kind of end up being more of like when you're engaged or you're married and it, you know, you get your routine set in. And, you know, either you both go to work and then the kids are in school, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and your husband works, or maybe your wife works and the dad stays home, whatever it is. I think you should have the conversation of what you expect from each other. And I know that this is probably something to do before you get married, because, you know, let's say that your expectations of your future husband or your expectations for your future wife is something that they just don't agree with. They're like, no, that's actually something I don't want to do. And I'm not going to, you know, cook supper every night. I'm not going to do this and that and the other thing. Well, maybe that's something that could potentially keep you guys from entering a marriage and deciding, oh, shoot, I don't really know this person at all. This isn't what I wanted out of this. So I think it's really important to have those conversations. And if you are someone who is already married and you never did have that conversation and that one-on-one sit down and kind of tell your spouse what your expectations of them is, I think that you can definitely compromise. I think there is room to compromise. But I think that the conversation needs to be had, because I know that with my husband, but when we got engaged, I sat him down and I had this conversation with him, and he had a conversation with me of what he expected from me. And I think it just really clears the air for any confusion or disappointment in your marriage, because you go into it knowing exactly what that person expects from you, and vice versa. That person goes into it knowing exactly what, you know, what to expect from you. And so, like for me and my husband personally, we decided that, you know, I would work up until we had kids, and then once we had a kid, then I'd stay home and be the stay-at-home mom, and I'd do, you know, the motherly things, like take care of my kids, cook and clean, and keep the house, you know, in functioning order, do groceries, manage our budget, and that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that, you know, the women should do all of this. I'm not saying that the man has to just go to work. I'm saying you do what works for you guys. So if one of you, you know, is better at managing money than the other, I think the person who is better at managing money should be the one that manages the money, whereas the other person, you know, can find something else to do. Like, you know, maybe they're good at cooking and they can do that for you every couple nights a week or every night or whatever it is. And so I think that having these conversations gives you both the ability to have an open dialogue, open conversation about what you expect from each other. And so with that being said, I may steer a different way in the conversation. because I feel like this is really important too. A lot of the time nowadays, people are together a lot often, a lot more often just for sex than actually considering the future with this person. Because when you have sex with someone, there's a chance that you're going to get pregnant with them, which means that you are stuck with them at least until they're 18, and maybe even more, because you're going to want to spend Thanksgiving and Christmas and holidays together. And if you can do that as, you know, to your mom and your dad, and you can do it together as a family, that's really cool. I think that that is huge, that even though it didn't work out between you and that person, you're still willing to put your children above your ego, because you just can't possibly forgive that person, or you couldn't possibly let go of that anger towards that person. But it's not about you or that person. It's about your kids that you had together. And I think that putting the happiness of your kids is more important than who was right or who was wrong in the relationship. It's in the past. Let it go. And, you know, that's something that takes time, and you got to work through it and learn to heal yourself from that. But I think that it's really something that a lot of young people don't think about. They're just connecting with that person for the sex. And I'm not going to say that sex isn't fun, because it is. But I think what makes it more appealing is when you're in a committed relationship with that person, and you know that that person isn't going to just take off on you one day and be like, hey, peace out, homie. I am out of here. Good luck with that kid. And then you're all by yourself, and you're just like, oh, this is not good. And so not only the pregnancy aspect of things, also, you don't want to hate the person you're living with because you didn't take the time to understand who they are as a person and learn their faults and their positives and their flaws and the things that they're really good at. Personally, for me, I think the ideal candidate for a spouse is someone who is good at the things you aren't. So, for example, I am very much a jump off the mountain cliff and plunge into the water and don't even think about it. I am a risk taker. I am a jumper of doing things before I think about it. Whereas my husband, he takes some time to really think about the consequences of his actions and process, you know, what the outcomes would be, or have a conversation in his head with someone and try to figure out all the possibilities, all the outcomes with this person, especially if he has to confront someone on something or, you know, kind of set a boundary with someone. And I've gotten better over the years, but I'm certainly definitely not to my husband's standards as far as, you know, thinking about things and thinking things through. But I appreciate that about him, because that's something that does not come naturally for me. And something that I'm good at that he isn't is I'm way better at balancing the budget and spending. I am naturally just a saver. I get that from my dad. And so me, I just get like, I'm like, oh, what can I do to save more? Save, 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 save. And my husband's more of a, well, if we have the money, let's go ahead and go do something, or let's go and purchase that, or I'm going to get this for me because it's been a while since I've gotten something nice for myself. And so sometimes we collide in that because, like, I'm such a saver, but then, you know, you really sit that person down and you're like, okay, well, logically, it's been a while since we've been able to get something, and it's okay if we have the money to spend it on something that's going to make our lives a little more comfortable, a little more enjoyable, a little more fun. And so, yeah, it's like, you know, it's okay sometimes to let go of the idea of always constantly spend or saving, you know. But then on the other hand, you don't want to always constantly spend either, because no matter how much you save, the spender is always going to outspend this person who's saving. Like, money goes way faster when you just spend it versus when you save it. But we don't need to get into a money lesson here. But I think it's really important to consider if you truly like someone enough to want to spend at least 18 years with them. Because the possibility of pregnancy is, you know, it's possible. And so, you know, especially you young people out there, you know, really consider that. Consider who you're with and if there's someone that you could spend the rest of your life with if indeed they did happen to get pregnant. Make sure that they're good for you. I know a lot of people who marry people simply because, you know, this person is a certain religion, you know. This person's Catholic, this one person's Lutheran, and that's what my parents would like. You know what? At the end of the day, you're going to be married to that person, not your parents. So pick someone that's good for you, not for them. And, yeah, I think that's the end of this one. That's all I've got to say about those two topics. I hope you guys got something out of this. I hope that I made sense and I didn't come off too strong. But even if I did, it's who I am. I'm very passionate about the things that I believe in and I think. But again, I could be wrong. It's just my opinion. So, yeah, I hope you guys have a great week, and I hope that you enjoyed this. And if it's on your heart, share it around. I truly, truly would appreciate it. Thank you so much.